Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today, I'm talking with Maxine Henry, the owner of a new gallery in New York City that's hip, but more importantly, healing. It's called the Selfless Gallery, and they want to improve your mental health with art, which is sort of the mission of this podcast. Maxine tells me all about her inspiration and vision as a former marketer to its manifestation. I love this. Enjoy. I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is a brand that represents a community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, courses, and coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for a 50% off discount on all of their products. That's B-R-O-O-K-E. Hey, Maxine, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. So Selfless Art, that's an awesome name for a gallery. So I love it that you're doing that. So tell me about your art and tell me about you.
We kind of just wanted to really just showcase and highlight artists who not only help us draw people back to their true selves, but also have the same similar message, right? I think in today's world, we're going through a lot, and then we tend to forget that, you know, everything that we're looking for, we already have within ourselves.
Yeah, totally. So tell me what your background is. Like, why are you an artist?
I am not an artist, but I did go to school. I do have my master's in arts admin. So I kind of studied, you know, the background work, the background scenes of an arts organization, right? What it takes to, like, kind of, you know, run and fully support a business of that needs. And then I also do have my undergrad in marketing. So just combining both. and the idea, the concept for me just kind of came about in a sense. I found this new love for, you know, spirituality. And I felt there was just a need to kind of just remind people of, you know, to kind of shut out the world a little bit and just, again, you know, draw back to themselves, you know, do that in a way.
Yeah. Just curious. If you're not an artist, why were you interested in running an art gallery or art? Yeah, art gallery.
So I believe my undergrad degree, I completed my undergrad degree for marketing, and then I decided to go back for my master's. I think this was like right around COVID. And so during this time, you know, there was like the chaos, no one knew what was going on in the world. And then, so I kind of was like, you know what, my undergrad degree was to help me, you know, secure a job. I think for my master's, I want to go something that I'm interested in. Right. And so as a kid, I always was drawn to art, right? Always liked art. I remember in high school and elementary school, we would just take field trips to art, to museums, you know, living in New York City. Sorry, I'm from New York City. You know, it's just like a class trip. It's always going to different museums and seeing different things. And I've always felt connected to art. You know, I didn't understand my relationship with art and what that relationship could be until I pursued my master's. Wow. And then once I pursued my master's, I got an idea of this organization, of how these organizations work. And then also to, you know, coming from the corporate world and understanding that, you know, I have my own dreams, I have my own aspirations, right. You know, wanting to make that entrepreneur step, I was like, why not? Right. And I feel like, again, at the time I was going through, like, you know, this, I had this spiritual awakening. So I could just combine, you know, my newly found, you know, realization with the love that I have for art and my spiritual, you know, mindset, right? With, you know, realizing and coming to terms with the true self, discovering true self and so forth.
Right. Right. So what did you do in corporate world before this?
Marketing.
Marketing. Okay. So that's why you're so good at it.
Yeah. Marketing, yeah,
Yeah,
marketing.
that's awesome. So I love that. I totally connected with everything that you said about everything the website was saying about like what you guys do. I truly think that art is part of healing. I think that art brings out, you can just kind of just, it brings clarity and perception and just looking at it, just learning about it. And excuse me. And so yeah, that's why I connected to art, because I'm not an artist either. But I'm totally on board with the healing thing and just everything. And so that was why I was so drawn to this. And I was just curious what your background was. And then when I read that you weren't an artist, I was like, oh, this is super cool. I got to find out more about this. And so yeah, so you're from New York, which is awesome, because I am too. And but I'm in North Carolina. So what so do you have a psychology background?
So I do not have a psychology background. I think sometimes with that information, so we don't give, I think for selfless art, we don't give necessarily any type, we don't tell you how to feel or how to think, but we do kind of give our feelings and our take, right? On different pieces and what we stand for, right? So, I don't have a psychology degree. I don't, we don't try and encourage or tell people what to think. However, we want them to understand where the place the art is coming from, right? It's coming from a place of, self and unity and whatnot.
Totally. And you have some cool exhibitions going on and cool artists and everything. So how do you vet the artists? Like, how do you pick the artists?
So, that's a great question. So I feel like first the thing when we first connect with an artist, I feel like we want to understand, we listen to their story first, right? Because I'll say this to you, and I think it's very true. My boyfriend's told me a couple of times, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Right. And so we always try to hear an artist's story and understand exactly their background and where they came from and how what led them to art. And most of the time, when we meet with artists, our message is so clear to them that they already know the mission and their story is already in line with that. So I would say definitely making sure their story kind of ties into what we're looking for. And then I feel like with art, it's so free and so expressive. So I and the gallery are fully we don't have an opinion on the person's art per se, just because I can't tell you how to express your ideas, your thoughts, your mind, right? So we're not necessarily looking for, to critique the art and say, this line doesn't make sense, or this, color doesn't make sense, or you need to do this. We're kind of just making sure that the artist is well-rounded and we understand, understand the overall message of it. And then from there, we kind of just have those conversations, right? Those conversations that understand what both parties want from a potential partnership. How can this be mutually beneficial? Are we achieving again the same goal? So I would say, more important, I would say first off, it's again making sure that story, we understand their story and we hear them as an artist.
And so are like do you have anything like about I think an artist's background really contributes to their art. I think their story, their experiences. Are there any particular experiences or anything that you're looking for? If that that's a kind of weird question.
No, that's fine. Not, I don't think there's any experiences that we're looking for, but I mean, I've met with so many artists recently. You'll be surprised at some of the stories that, I've kind of come in contact with. It doesn't have to be like crazy stories, right? Like one of the artists that we have, Ron's that we have signed to us, Ron Smith, he basically, he's an older gentleman and he's kind of lived, a great life. He's had He's kind of achieved, that dream life, where he's able to retire and he's financially
Yeah.
stable and all those great things, right? But he always has found himself in love with art, and he always felt like art was a great tool to bring joy in people's lives, right? And make people smile, again, with the world being so chaotic, you want things like that, right? That message alone, just wanting to bring pure happiness to someone, make someone laugh, make someone smile, when most of us sometimes are not having the best day. It's just like, it's a great message, but it's a very simple, message and simple background. It doesn't involve anything crazy, but I think that was just like one an example of, an experience that we've kind of gravitated towards that wasn't necessarily, unheard, so wildly or crazy or something. It was just something very like simple, just wanting to bring joy to people. So that's an example.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just out of curiosity, why is it selfless art?
Okay, great question. So selfless art. Okay, so our tagline, well, let me start with this. So selfless, because again, when I was like going through this spiritual, up awakening, a lot of times in these spiritual texts, and in the spiritual texts I was reading was from India. So a lot of times these spiritual texts tend to reference the self, and essentially the self is meant to be seen as, so they call it two, there's two types of selves, right? There's a self with a capital S, which means all of us, so one, and then there's a self that with a small S, and that just is like many people, like different people, right? And so I think within me learning that, and me learning about the self and just learning about, selfless, being selfless and kind of not thinking of yourself and what you have been going on and all these other things, but really thinking beyond that, right? And in addition to that, there was a book that I was reading called The Selfless Self by Ramakant Maharaj, who's he's a guru out in India. He passed away. RIP to him. Reading his book and kind of just going through these spiritual texts, it just became known that like you're the self, only the self exists, and we should all have this like selfless type of mentality, right? Not being fixated on our identities and what we look like and so forth. We should all just be selfless. And so that being said, it just happened to come to me, right? Based on those couple of things, right? Selfless art, art being the medium and selfless just being the concept behind it, letting go of that identity, letting go of, thinking about myself and us thinking about ourselves, right? And then that's how we have the tagline, only the self exists with the capital S. So
That.
I don't know if I put that in good words, but that was kind of like, the mindset. I think I went through a couple of like potential titles. I think it was like Selfless Art, and then it was at one point it was like Blank Canvas. But just like these things that just are like very simple and just not, I don't know, but yeah.
Well, I love that because I think, and I would think I was especially drawn to it because I guess in and I'm not a psychologist and I don't go to psych so I don't go to, I don't know any much about it, but like what I do know about it, psychology is mostly like determined like drawing into yourself, like find out about your heal yourself. And so I was kind of drawn to selfless art because I was like, selfless, that's kind of interesting. But then with like all of your stuff, all of your materials seem to be like focused on healing and stuff like, so I was just confused. I mean, not confused, but I was just kind of intrigued. And just kind of like, this is what's the selfless stuff about? This is awesome. So I like this. Because I totally agree with you. I think that that's I think I agree that that's completely the way to do it. Because I was intrigued because it was such a different message and but I liked it. So.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like you're putting something out there for people to consume. So, at times, you have that vision in your mind, and it takes a second. Sometimes people need to hear you speak about it, right? To really like understand, the thought process behind. I'm sure when, people were coming up with other things, right? It's like that vision is clear in your head. But sometimes it to the reader or to the viewer, it may not, you know, be as clear as you would like. So, but thank you for that regardless.
Yeah. So what are you, how do you think, you have some really cool exhibitions, or you've had some, I guess. Do you have a curator? Do you think of those?
So we did have a curator that we worked with, but for the most part, I would say I kind of like vision these things, you know, I kind of like, you know, sort of the front. And again, these things are, they stem from, you know, just like simple things like, you know, your mind isn't your friend, you know, understanding that chaos that lives within, you know, the mind, and how some of us don't even realize that the mind is just a bunch of random thoughts that most of the time don't even serve us any purpose. And then solitude, right? So these are all things that kind of just help you understand and navigate, you know, the self, right? How to get back to that self, but also to learning, once you learn yourself, you understand how to read others. Yeah. And then you think more than yourself.
Yeah.
So I think to say the exhibitions are just something that I would say I have a strong hand in. You know, sometimes we'll bring a curator, and just in case it's like an artwork where we feel like we want a second opinion, but for the most part we kind of just do that.
So you're the curator, so you do everything. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, I mean, when you start something, in all honesty, it's your vision, right? Oh, so right. It's like you have to, you're a part of like just about everything, because there's a mess. You want things to be as clear as possible.
Right. Oh, I think that's so cool. Did you, like when you were in business school and going to business school and starting your first, I guess, doing your first business marketing, did you ever think you were going to be an art curator?
It's so crazy, because if you were to ask me this 5 years ago, like if I think I would be doing anything art related 5 years ago, I would have said absolutely, like I would have said absolutely not, but I would have said no, I'm trying to think what I even thought I was going to do. That's the thing, right? Sometimes you don't even know, you're just going through life, right? Yeah. So it's like you're just going day by day, and you don't even think about necessarily the future sometimes, or you do think about the future and you get overwhelmed. But I think for me, you know, 5 years ago, I was just thinking about, all right, I just know I need to, you know, survive and live and see the next day. Right. So I didn't necessarily have any idea of what my long-term goal was going to be. But me being here in this present moment, you know, when I do have those moments when I'm interviewing artists and I'm putting these things together, I'm like, this makes complete sense.
Yeah.
This is me, you know, this makes complete sense. And, you know, it, again, it's, you know, earlier on in life, it's not as clear to you, but then there's that one thing that kind of just changed the whole course of your life. And you're like, wait, that makes sense, you know. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those moments for me. I had no idea going into it, you know, like years ago, that I would be sitting here, you know, having an art gallery and meeting with artists and so forth.
I think that's so awesome. So are the artists are on board with all this stuff, all the selfless stuff, so the healing and things like that?
Yes, so the artists, again, we make sure that the artists understand the message, right? You know, we want them to be in line with that message. We will not, you know, I think we will be mindful of, you know, an artist who doesn't necessarily kind of in some shape or form, you know, promote the same messaging or have similar messaging. So all the artists are on board, sorry. And they all in their own way have a similar messaging. Whether that be, you know, bringing joy to someone, right? Or necessarily, or just for, you know, there are times where they were going through traumatic events and how they learned to kind of overcome that over time. It's all, you know, the same.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. So how do you find your artists?
So we typically would just have a lot of artists reach out to us. We've been very like lucky with that, right? And it's been great caliber of artists that reached out to us, and we've obviously met with quite a few, but we're selective on who we decide to partner with. But we've had the opportunity to have artists, really good caliber artists, reach out to us. And I think they find us on Google, social media, the typical ways people find
Yeah.
things nowadays, right?
Yeah. Kind of like how I can do. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, this is I was just Googling and I happened to find it. I was like, this sounds so cool. But
Yeah.
this is really neat. So what are the what are some examples of the exhibitions that you've had?
Okay, so one of them was Your Mind Is Not Your Friend, which you can, this is all still up on the website, so you can see it. But essentially it just talks about, again, that chaos that lives within the mind, and sometimes how we, it's just hard. It's, I don't know for, I think, I mean, if it's happening to me, it's more than likely happening to others, right? So I know there's moments where I'm just so overwhelmed with, different thoughts and, whether they be good, bad, or, I'm just so overwhelmed that I kind of just, I just want to scream. And so, just kind of reminding, not reminding, but showing people that, right, that the mind is, can be chaotic and full of chaos, right? Some people don't understand it and are not able to realize it. And so it's different when you're not able to realize it versus when you're able to realize it. Because when you realize it, you're like, all right, that's just the mind doing its mindly thing, so let me just like not even hold on to anything it's saying to me right now. It's again able to have that self-awareness, have that awareness of what's going on within you. And then the other exhibition we have is solitude. I think sometimes we tend to forget, we you need sometimes that those moments to yourself are, really good for you. And stepping back and again taking that moment, it's a good thing. So just kind of reminding people, the beauty within, solitude. And I think the other one within that is everyone deserves the right to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah.
So basically what that one is just an exhibition from an artist called Bogdan Dmitry Dmitry Dmitry. I'm so sorry. Sometimes his name just it's a dumb Bogdan Dmytryka. Yes. sometimes it takes me a second because when you talk too much and then just trying to like it. So
I'm here.
every yeah right. Everybody deserves the right to wear a mask. It's basically just letting just showing us, we've most of our lives, we put on this persona, right? We build this persona. We put on this layer to kind of go out and face the world, right? And it just kind of just highlighting how you can use that persona to kind of draw back to yourself, right? You that mask you're putting on in your day-to-day life, to kind of please others and kind of put on that costume. Who use that, right? To find out, who you really and truly are.
Totally.
Yeah, so it's kind of that one's kind of a little layered, but right
Yeah, I
now those
love
are
it.
the three,
I love it. I love that. That's I think
exhibitions we have up.
so. Yeah, I think they all sound fantastic. They all are amazing. And I love the connection of the right to wear a mask with that with the COVID thing. I think that's so unique. That is very layered, like you said.
So, true story here. So the artist, he did the mask. He started doing that collection because if you go to that collection has been it's been growing throughout the years, right? So I think the first painting he's done in that collection was back in 2011. So this was pre-COVID. He was kind of working on, this concept, this idea from 2011, and then you kind of see like 2012, he created a couple more, and then 2013, he created more. So it's just amazing how, like, sometimes how sometimes things from years ago can still be as relevant as the present moment.
Oh wow, that's amazing. Started it before. That's amazing.
It's like really cool.
I love that. I love that. So what's the response been from people who've come in?
I think overall we've gotten a great response, to be honest with you. I think people, are like how you said, right? Like you were intrigued and you were interested, like, oh, that's interesting. It's something, different from what you typically are seeing from a gallery. I think a lot of times, galleries are typically trying to just promote the art and promote the politicalness, if that was even a word, but the politics of life and whatnot and so forth. So I think, you know, us being on a different kind of wave, you know, people have been receptive to that. And so that's nice. And I always like to say, you know, selfless art is not about, you know, just art. I want people to think of it as a way of thinking, right? I want them people to think of it as a lifestyle, right? Because to be very honest with you, the way that we are, the messaging we're trying to promote and the way of thinking we're trying to get people to kind of be in line with is something that it's good for all of us, right? It's good to remember and connect with who you truly are on in here, you know, whatever that may be. Some of us are still discovering that, right? Yeah. But that, you know, above everything is going to be permanent throughout life, right? No matter what circumstance and situation you're in, you know, what's going on, who you are in here is going to be permanent, right? Things with our bodies and, you know, other things can just change, but that's permanent. So I think that messaging and us pushing that kind of way of thinking and lifestyle makes us, you know, again, a little bit different from other galleries. You know, I'm not saying other galleries are bad. I have quite a few galleries that I follow and I'm a fan of, and I think they're doing amazing work. But I just think that's why, you know, people have been a little bit receptive to us and want to see more from us and on board.
Right, right. Have you had any breakthroughs that you know of in the gallery?
Breakthroughs as in...
As in like a person, a viewer coming in and having just an amazing, an astounding revelation or something like that.
I would say for me, one of the biggest breakthroughs was, you know, I always find it like just a blessing in a lot of ways and just like just a friendly reminder of like the great, like the goodness, right? That lies behind all this. When I connect with artists and they are so moved, yeah, right? And sometimes again, artists of the, you know, of such great caliber, you know, work and just so talented. I'm always like moved by it. And I always feel like that's our biggest, you know, biggest accomplishment in a lot of ways, you know, just connecting with these artists and helping them, you know, get their stories out there. I will put that at top, you know, breakthroughs, you know, to come. And then sometimes, you know, we'll get a message from a viewer here and there that just really is like, this is great. And that's beautiful as well. But it also to just putting out that, you know, story of the artist and that positivity is just always a good feeling.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I love, I just love how art can, like looking at art can bring to mind or unearth something in myself that I hadn't thought of or wouldn't even like associate it with, like wouldn't have like the painting or whatever, wouldn't have anything to do with it, but just kind of like, oh my gosh. Then I start thinking about something that happened and just the way it evokes emotions. And I think,
right. That, and it's always, sorry, cut you off.
No, I was done. That was pretty much it.
And it's always nice to hear the artist's perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, it's always nice to like, see that, you know, beside the artwork or under, you know, because it gives you, it adds that layer to it. Again, free to think whatever you want, but you know, knowing that the art is coming from this place just right. Makes it even more beautiful, right?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. But I think the cool thing about art is that like, and I think it's interesting because I've also talked to some artists who have asked them, because like it's interesting that like you can look at a piece of art and take away something completely different than what the artist imagined, intended, whatever, and just. And I've asked some artists, like, does that ever bother you that, like, you know, that people are like walking away with different insights than you had even dreamed of? And for the most part, they're mostly positive about it. Now, I don't know that I would, if I was an artist and I'd created something with some sort of intent, if someone else was walking away with something else, I don't know if I'd be so at peace with that. But I love that's part of the greatness of art, I think.
Yeah, right. When you're putting anything out there for people to consume, you gotta let it go, right? You can't be like very like, oh no, this isn't that. You have to just accept whatever comes with it, right? But you know, and one of those things is understanding that people may like it, or maybe people may see something, you know, different. And so I don't know how artists do it. God bless them. But I know for me, sometimes, you know, when we are putting things out for Selfless Art Gallery, sometimes, you know, when we do get a comment, you know, that's just like, how did they get that, you know, on an artwork? How did they get that? Where did that come from? It gets me a little rattled. I'm like, oh, you know, but so I don't know how artists deal with it on a constant basis, but you know, when you put something out there for the public, you gotta expect that to see
Oh
you.
yeah. And I bet you've got some great discussions at your gallery.
We have amazing discussions. You would be so, I mean, again, and a lot of them just revolves around, you know, just the way of thinking, and just kind of taking people to and showing people that light, you know, and the light of what's in them, you know. I don't think we utilize that enough, and we bring a lot of attention to that enough.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Oh gosh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll definitely have you on again because I think you're amazing.
Thank you. I think you're amazing, Brooke, and thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And I will talk to you later. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Maxine Henry for chatting with me about your fabulous new gallery. If you're in New York City and you want to visit or learn more about Selfless Art Gallery, go to selflessart.com. If you're finding these episodes beneficial, please like, share, or consider sponsoring. As always, thanks for listening. This is a Hotspur Media production, music by Corey Knoxville.